Rogue Minis, this is Memphis City Smitty, and we are here with Coach Javier Rodriguez, and we are just wrapping up a great night as far as the atmosphere, a great night as far as getting to see some old friends, some old frenemies in Chattahooligans, and on the pitch, earning a point against the defending district or conference champions. Obviously, we would love to have 3 points, but a 0-0 draw against Chattanooga FC tonight for Memphis City FC. And I tell you what, I'm going to interject my personal feelings here. After that loss to Nashville, Inter Nashville on Saturday night, I was extremely proud of the boys and the way that they responded. So, Coach, first of all, tell us, it was a long 4-hour ride on the way home from Nashville on Saturday night. We did not leave, because of the two lightning delays, we did not leave the complex until midnight. What was going through your mind after a 3-0 loss to Inter Nashville on Saturday night on that long 4-hour ride home?
Yeah, as you said, it was a great night for us today, but last week, everything goes through your mind. You start, questioning, you start looking back and trying to figure out how to approach the next session and how to get the boys to trust themselves again. We know in a piece of paper that these are very talented players, but when you go and you play Nashville like that, where tactically we were very badly. That was probably the worst trip of my life so far this season. Let's hope that that's the only bad trip. It was a good, it's a good 4 hour to plan the next day, to come back and focus more on the tactical side. These guys are very good technically, so we knew that wasn't the issue. We worried a little bit too much on the opposite team. So we focused too much on what they were going to do and forgot about how can we make sure we do the things that we're supposed to do. And today was a much different scenario. That trip was, I think it was a turning point for the guys. You know, to lose to a team that's their first year, especially lose so badly when you get scored on with 40 seconds into the second half, it's not a good day. So, we started warming up at 6:30, kickoff kept pushing back. And so, if you look at it, we started training at 6:30 and finished at midnight. So, boys were exhausted. There was not much talking on the way back. So the only time I really was afraid was when we started going on the out of the highway. But I think today we flipped the page. We showed that that we can be a much better team.
So what specifically did you plan for tactically to improve the performance of the guys?
So we thought that the way we were trying to play was too complex for these guys. We don't have time to really train them tactically to the way we would love to play. So we figured, let's play a much safer position, a much better formation where we're tight, we're close to each other, and that if we shared the load of work, it would be a lot easier. So we decided to go with a 4-4-2 because we would have players behind the ball, more players behind the ball, and we figured having a forward like Danny up top where we can win some headers, that things would work out in our favor. Obviously, with Mario coming back and being a center back for us along with Sean, we knew we would be comfortable in the back. So our approach this week was very strictly on tactical and making sure that we can work together, all three units, all three lines, and I think we did just that. I think, there was no reason to press these guys. We respect Chattanooga. They've been in the league for a long time, but we knew that if we made them play from the back, that they weren't going to be successful. We knew they would go for the long balls, and with Mario and Sean back there, we were comfortable with that.
So you got Shota Nishi from Japan eligible tonight. He played in the center of the midfield. Talk a little bit about his play, what you've seen from him in training so far. For those who were not at tonight's game, they have not gotten to experience Shota on the field yet. But what do you see in Shota as a player?
Shota is a very technical player. You know, for the first time he came here for a tryout, we watched him play indoor because it was raining. And we knew right away that he could bring a lot to the table. You know, he doesn't speak much English, but in the language of soccer, he knows it all. He loves to find space. He loves to find the pockets and just play the ball on the ground. He's very calm, very confident, and that's what we need. You know, we're a very fast team, but if we can't keep the ball and actually work together as a team to move forward, we're just not going to get the chances. And Shota gives us that. His paws are perfect. Is very well timed. You know, he's looking for the ball constantly. He's checking over the shoulder. You know, he brings something to the table that we didn't have last year. He's so calm. Maybe because he doesn't speak much English, but you know, on the field, he didn't want to come out. So it's a great player to have. I'm very happy that he's eligible. And moving forward, he's you know, just remember that name because he's going to be a very good player for us this season.
So a couple of other guys who stood out for Rogue Squadron, as we were talking about it, Damian Austin and Bennett Strutz. Both of those guys were impressive tonight. Talk about the play of those guys.
Yeah, Demo is, man, he's a bull. We knew from the first time he came here and he expressed he was interested in Memphis. We knew what we were going to get out of him. However, we did not expect his hustle, his heart, especially as a right back. You know, you can ask him to play any position, and he does it so well. Bennett is incredible. He needed this game after the way things went with Nashville. You know, it was his moment. I think this is his turning point, especially, you know, things have not been going so well for him lately that he needed that. So we're very happy with him. And we're happy for those guys, especially being the first year with Memphis City. So they're right where we want them to be.
A huge penalty save for Bennett Strutz. He at 6'6", he just had, with those huge hands, he just has the ability to stretch out for a penalty kick. And then he got back on his feet, turned the opposite direction, and saved a second ball off the rebound. That was phenomenally impressive and really earned the point for you. You know, like a lot of things could have gone a lot of different ways, but in the end, you have to say, that's why we came out with the point. I mean, if you look at it and say, well, literally, that's why, you know, it's because of that we came out with the point.
Absolutely. You know, his save was incredible. First, I don't think it was a PK. For us, it was a clean tackle, especially the position that we were in on the bench. But as you said, you know, that was the reason why we got that point. You know, obviously, you can't take it away from all the 10 other players and the guys on the bench, but you know, if it wasn't for that save, not just the first one but the second one, you know, it would be a different scenario, and we wouldn't be happy. I think, you know, even though it's 1 point, it's a very